You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and spring is officially here. It's time for our April Almanac, where we take a look at the folklore, nature, and traditions from the month. The name for April is thought to stem from the Latin word aperio, meaning to open, a reference to the opening buds of springtime. There are many notable dates during April, but let's start with the first, known as All Fools' Day, or April Fools. Some people think this joking tradition began with an ancient Roman festival called Hilaria, where people would dress up and mock or imitate others. An alternative origin is from 16th century France, when Charles IX decreed that the new year would begin on January the 1st, rather than spring when it had been celebrated until then. Some people in the court were slow to catch up on the change, however, so they were teased by having a paper fish put on their backs and labelled a poisson d'avril, meaning April fish. Alongside April Fools, there are a variety of religious holidays celebrated throughout April this year due to the moon cycles. April the 12th is the start of Passover, celebrated by some Christian and Jewish people. And for Christians, April the 18th is Good Friday and April the 20th is Easter Sunday. This is traditionally celebrated by people gathering their family for a big Easter lunch and giving each other Easter eggs. The word Easter itself is thought to be of Saxon origin, named after Istra, a pagan goddess of spring. Easter eggs are a fairly ancient tradition, as people across the world have given each other eggs at spring festivals throughout history. They've long represented new life and rebirth in cultures all over the world, and it's thought that this ancient custom was absorbed into Christian Easter celebrations. Early Christians in Mesopotamia dyed eggs in the period after Easter, and the tradition eventually spread into Western Europe, where people still decorate eggshells. The first chocolate Easter egg, however, appeared a bit later, in the 1800s. Initially, they were made from dark chocolate and had a smooth, plain texture. But milk chocolate Easter eggs came onto the market in the 1870s, and now you can buy a huge range of Easter eggs and characters. The Easter Bunny is another famous figure from this time, known to hide Easter eggs that we enjoy hunting. Rabbits and hares have long been a symbol of spring, as we see many more of them hopping around this time of year. In fact, in European traditions, the Easter Bunny is known as the Easter Hare, and the hare has been part of ritual and religious roles for many years. Hares were given ritual burials alongside humans during the Neolithic Age in Europe, so many archaeologists think hares were associated with rebirth. In fact, Julius Caesar himself mentions that hares were not eaten in Britain due to their religious significance in 51 BCE. Speaking of eggs and hopping hares in nature, April the 22nd is Earth Day, which has been celebrated since 1970 to highlight the importance of protecting the planet. Why not celebrate by eating some seasonal local food? In the UK, we can enjoy a crop of apple, pears and rhubarb, which make for a delicious crumble. Or if you're more of a savoury fan, kale, cabbage and Jerusalem artichokes will make great springtime stews, purees, or you can put them in a salad. Alongside tasting new vegetables, you'll be able to hear and notice various birds through April, including the beautiful swallow. Up until the 18th century, many people believed that swallows and swifts hibernated through the winter in mud at the bottom of lakes and streams. Now that it's easier for us to track birds, we know they fly all the way from South Africa, often migrating distances of up to 6,000 miles. In the coming weeks, they can be spotted gathering mud and straw to construct their cup-shaped nests. Birdsong will fill the sky as a variety of warblers start their mating seasons. Sedge and reed warblers arrive in the UK this month and are a common species. Their songs can be tricky to separate for the untrained ear, but they can be distinguished by their looks. Sedge warblers can be described as having a stripy face with a dark eye stripe, while reed warblers are a warm brown on top with a buff brown underneath. They also prefer different locations. Sedge warblers are often perched in scrubby vegetation, singing at the top of their voices to attract a mate. They also perform a fetching parachuting display, rocketing up from their perch as they sing. Listen out for this. Reed warblers, meanwhile, usually hang out in dense reeds, with their loud song erupting from the vegetation. Listen out for this. Surtees warblers are another warbler species frequently found in reed beds, and they're chestnut brown on top with a grey-brown underneath. They are easy to spot by their distinct explosive song, which can be heard all year round. First recorded in the UK in the early 1960s, a warming climate means their range is moving northward, and they can be found both breeding and overwintering in England and Wales. Listen out for their song in the dawn chorus. Alongside birds, beautiful bluebells will erupt in forests at the end of this month and into early May on the south coast of England. If you're a bit further north, don't worry, as they will bloom, but it may be up to 4 weeks later. Thank you for listening to this April Almanac, and to learn more about the nature and birdsong you can enjoy every month, you can go to the RSPB website, which is www.rspb.org.uk. Have a beautiful start to spring from all of us here at RNIB Connect Radio, and I will be back in May for another monthly almanac.